It's Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson.
It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich certainly, Ken Laird, Mr. Ted Johnson. And of course, you can listen to us over there on the Odyssey app. You press that little microphone and leave us a message. We play it here in the 5 o'clock hour. Launch us a take grenade, or you can call us at 617-779-7937. A gentleman who seems to know a lot about a lot is Mr. Ken Laird. There is not a topic I can bring up.
Seems to.
Listen, you got a perfect record so far. I think you're proving it to the world.
2-0 or 1-1? 2-0
or 1? You're 3-0? 3-0? Do we do 3-2?
Well, the last one tied, and so, but Rich, you gave it to the caller. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So what that means is, like, I will give the win to the caller if it ties, but you will be undefeated. Ken is still undefeated. He has not been defeated yet. So that's the way it should be. So you're undefeated, and now we will have a new competitor step up in Ken versus everybody. All right, so Ken, step out of the room.
I will.
All right, put him in the soundproof little booth over there, and let's go to Craig. Craig, what is going on, my man? How are you doing today?
How you doing, Rich? Good to have you back on the radio, bud.
Thanks, buddy. It's good to be back. You ready to take on the master, Mr. Ken Laird?
Hell yeah.
All right. This is just for no real prize, just fortune and glory. And I'm going to give you a topic and then ask you 5 questions. If you can get more questions than our own Ken Laird, then you, sir, are the winner today. Are you ready, Craig?
Yes, I am.
All right. Your category today is super teams.
Super teams.
Yes, in honor of Jaylen Brown and LeBron James and Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid being on the same team together, a team that's easy to hate and a team that will implode. I am going to give you the names of people on the super team, and you tell me the name of the team. All right?
Got it. Yeah, got it.
All right. Number one, Jordan, Bird, Stockton, and Christian Laettner.
Dream team.
You got it. Bam. Number two, RZA, the Jizza, Old Dirty Bastard, and U-God.
Wu-Tang.
You got it. Number three, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Dolph Lundgren, and years later, 50 Cent for some reason.
That would be the Expendables.
You got it, dude. That's right. You're 3-for-3, killing it. Chris Cornell, Tom Morello, and those two other guys from Rage Against the Machine.
Audioslave.
Dude, you got one more to go. 4-for-4. Samwise, Legolas, Aragorn, and Gimli.
That would be the Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, we got a perfect score, bitches. Hell yes. Way to go, Craig. Well done.
Good job.
Man.
Thank you.
You got to play the whole win thing there. I mean, that's good enough there, Stiz. We got to give him a little cool sound effect for that one. There you go. Wow, that's going to be very, very tough. Before he comes in, Stiz, do you think that Ken will be able to get all 5? You think he'll be able to run the table?
I think it's going to be close. Okay. There may be one or two that he may struggle with, but I have faith in Ken. This is going to be good. I'm looking forward to this.
All right, so Ken, pop those headphones back on. Let him out of the soundproof.
And hang on the line, Craig, too, because we'll get to
you. Put Craig on hold. I can hear Jackson in the background there. All right, so Ken, are you all right? Ken, this is going to be a very, very tough one for you. The reason is that the best you can do is tie. My man ran the table.
Damn.
Ran the table.
Oh, man.
But I got faith. Stiz does not. He does not have faith in you. I have faith in you. I think that you're going to be able to run this table here.
That's setting me up for a fall, but that's fine. Let's go.
Ken, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Category is super teams. Super teams. I'm going to give you the names of the people on the super team. You have to tell me the super team. You ready?
Do I have to go the year or just the team?
Just the team. That's it. They all have a name. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go. Number one, Jordan, Bird, Stockton, and Christian Laettner.
Dream team.
That's correct. Number two, RZA, the Jizza, Old Dirty Bastard, and U-God.
How could I not get this?
Ooh. 3 seconds.
It's on the tip of my tongue, ODB.
All right, go to number three, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Dolph Lundgren, and years later, 50 Cent for some reason.
Expendables.
That is correct. Number four, Chris Cornell, Tom Morello, and those two other guys from Rage Against the Machine.
Cornell, Morello.
3 seconds.
God, I'm blanking.
Oh, you have not been to enough Bruins games. And number five, Samwise, Legolas, Aragorn, and Gimli.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, but it's the Hobbits. No, the dwarves. What were they?
Oh, you got 2 out of 5. That's the Fellowship of the Ring.
Fellowship of the Ring. Well, there was 9 of them, though.
And Chris Cornell, Tom Morello, and the Great Justice Machine, Audio Slave, and then, of course, God. How do you not know the Wu-Tang Clan?
Come on. I knew it, though. I knew these music ones were going
to... Under the pressure. Oh. I should know Wu-Tang.
Well, you know what? Put Craig back up. Craig,
too much pressure. Sorry,
congratulations.
Craig.
Not only did you beat Ken Laird, you embarrassed him. Like, I don't know if he'll ever recover from this embarrassing beatdown, Craig.
That was sad.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Quite an honor. First in show history, right?
Absolutely. You are now the first. He is no longer undefeated. You have beaten the streak. You are the Baltimore Orioles the other night. You smacked down somebody who was on a roll. Congratulations, Craig. You are king for a day, my friend.
All right. Good to be king of something.
All right. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
Hey, can I take Ken's slot on Monday since he lost?
Yeah, you could.
Sure, maybe you could. All right. I got one, and I just need you to – I had a bonus one just for you three, okay? And if the first one, don't make – look around. Do not Google. You're not allowed to Google. But between you three, Jackson, Stiz, and Ken, I want you to name what super team this is. Are you ready? The talents of Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, and Muggsy Bogues.
Jackson, go ahead.
Nope. If you know it, yell it out.
I'm blanking.
The talents of Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, and Muggsy Bogues.
Was
if you
it
know it, 617.
Celtic Pride?
Nope, 617-779-7937. I was going to put this on here. I would have known it, but I thought that it might be a little too hard.
It's just not my day.
Space Jam?
Be more specific.
The first one?
No, be more specific.
They played against them in Space Jam.
No,
be more specific.
Man, I can't get
the Monstars.
Oh, there we go, Stiz.
Oh, Stiz.
That's right. Congratulations. And once again, it was not Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, and Muggsy Bogues. It was the talents, because remember, they sucked the talent out of them and put it into those giant
phrases. That was a good little clue. Good one, Rich. That was a great question.
There you go. Okay, well, not bad. So, Ken, you got absolutely demoralized and humiliated. I don't know how you will ever recover.
Ken, didn't we see RZA together?
Yeah, we did. I mean, I know Wu-Tang. I know Audio Slave. I was just too much pressure.
Right,
Hang on, stop. Ken, you saw RZA live?
Well, we saw him up at Hampton Beach on the Greg Hill Road Show, yeah.
Oh, okay, right. So this
it's just RZA, though.
Okay, wait.
It wasn't Wu-Tang.
Okay, so you actually went to the Hampton Beach Casino to just see RZA?
No, this was at Bernie's Beach Bar that he was performing out on their outdoor deck. Great show.
Yeah, okay. Wiggy got us into a VIP spot. It was me, Wiggy, Ken and Greg, and Max Lane.
Okay, now does RZA do other people's songs from, like, does he do, like, Bitch Better Have My Money? Does he have, like, that or anything like that? Like, is that older?
I don't know, Ken, song? Does he? I can't name one song.
Are you kidding me? Yes.
Okay, all right, so he does, okay. The RZA was one of the coolest interviews that I've been able to do, and not because I was a massive Wu-Tang fan. I'm kind of being a poser if I say that I was like a huge Wu-Tang fan. I like the Wu-Tang Clan. But the best thing about him was I did used to love old school kung fu movies. I was a huge fan.
Like
there
Bruce
used
Lee?
To be something on TV called Kung Fu Theater, and like, you know, they use a lot of those samples from those old movies. And I did this quiz with him where I found the most obscure kung fu movie theme songs. And it was just like Craig a second ago, absolutely slayed it. He was 5 for 5 and knew like within 2 beats exactly which kung fu movie it was. Like they are legit.
Oh, that was like their whole inspiration, Rich. Shaolin style, like that. They got all their inspiration from those movies.
No question. How are they now? Because I know they've been touring. Obviously they don't have Old Dirty Bastard with them anymore. But
yeah,
they...
I mean they're still the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, they're a legendary group, pioneers. But they're getting old. You know.
Yes, they are. I just remember seeing Method Man and Red Man and How High at the movies. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah, that was a lot. That had to be like 20 years
ago. That was a really not good movie.
No, not great. That was around the same time as, I think, Who's the Man with Ed Lover and Dr. Dre, but it wasn't the Dr. Dre that we know from The Chronic.
It was the guy, Dr. Dre.
It was the guy from the
radio guy.
Yes. Yo MTV Raps.
Exactly. Yo MTV Raps. All right. 617-779-7937. We will take your calls. Also, you got the Red Sox hopefully starting a brand new streak. Great stuff about Chad Tracy we've been learning and just how much of an influence he has over this team. And do you hate the Sixers team now? Now that LeBron is on there as a Celtics fan, you got Jaylen Brown on the team, but you got LeBron too. What are you thinking? Are you pissed off at Brad Stevens? Because if it wasn't for Brad Stevens, there would no longer be this super team, or there would never be a super team out in Philadelphia. We will take your calls and be back in two.